Tanzania. Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been declared the overwhelming winner of the country's fiercely contested election, securing nearly 98% of the vote. The Electoral Commission announced on Saturday that Hassan received 97.66% of ballots cast on Wednesday, sweeping every constituency. A swearing-in ceremony was expected later in the day. Demonstrators took to the streets, claiming the vote was neither free nor fair. Witnesses reported clashes between protesters and security forces, with banners of Hassan torn down, government buildings torched, and police firing tear gas and live rounds to disperse crowds. Chadema, the main opposition party, was sidelined from the race, claiming roughly 700 people had been killed in the turmoil, citing figures gathered from hospitals and clinics. The United Nations Human Rights Office, however, reported at least 10 deaths in three cities, underscoring the uncertainty surrounding the full toll. Despite the unrest, authorities defended their handling of the election. Foreign Minister Mahmoud Thabit Kombo said security forces acted appropriately and insisted the vote was fair. He dismissed claims of widespread killings, saying the government had no verified figures and denied that excessive force was used. Hassan, who rose to the presidency in 2021 following the sudden death of John Magufuli, faced 16 candidates from smaller parties. Major opposition leaders, including Chadema chief Tundu Lissu, were prevented from running. Lissu has been jailed for months on treason charges tied to his calls for electoral reforms, charges he rejects. Another prominent opposition figure, Luhaga Empina of ACT Wazalendo, was also blocked from the race. Rights groups accuse Hassan's government of orchestrating a campaign of intimidation and abductions in the lead-up to the vote, claims officials have denied. Since protests erupted, the president has not addressed the public. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres expressed deep concern over the situation and reports of deaths and injuries.